their beauty sing, wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and beauty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful.
I'd be remiss not to mention, I just met her for the first time today, so I wasn't familiar with her. All of you probably are old hands at this, but Sister Wylene on the piano, extraordinarily talented and seems to enjoy it so thoroughly. We definitely appreciate that she's offering her services here. With that, there's a hymn that even before I consecrated, before I was even interested, I always thought was very touching and really stirred something inside of me, even as a little boy when I went to vacation Bible school up in New Hampshire at a Baptist church. And that hymn is Amazing Grace. For some reason, it always just struck a chord, even when I wasn't spiritually minded. The story behind Amazing Grace, many of you probably know, and that, I think, makes the hymn even more compelling for me. So with that, we'll have Brother George Washington give us a little bit of a bio on the author of Amazing Grace and the circumstances that led him to write the hymn, and then he will sing a cappella with no music, from his heart.
Take it off.
Don't take it off. It's a condenser mic.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, most of you have heard the story of the Captain John Newton. He was a slave captain, a very cruel slave captain. His determination was to deliver his slaves alive, and some would rather starve to death and refuse to eat on his ship. He was such a cruel slave captain that he would walk with a hammer, breaking his slaves' teeth out, so that enforcing them to eat. And one day there came a storm, and the story says this: a wave swept him over in the ocean. And there came another wave and swept him back up on the deck. And when he retired as a slave captain, he met Mr. William Wilberforce and taught him. He became a minister first. John Newton became a minister. And then he met Mr. William Wilberforce and taught him. And, of course, he influenced the British Empire to give up slavery in the colonies. And that's the rest is history. But when he retired, he wrote this song, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet It Sounds, That Saved a Wretch Like Me." And I'm going to try to sing that song because it's the sentiments of my heart, because I was wretched too. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did the grace appear. The hour I first believed, the Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure, He is my strength and portion be, as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God, 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 praise God. God.
Thanks, Brother George. That's just how I think it's supposed to be sung. We have a junior member in training here, Lee Mosley, a talented young man who now plays the saxophone, but I don't see where he is. Oh, he's hiding. Okay. He's going to play on his saxophone for us the National Anthem of Israel. My bad, it's over there. And he requested that I read this. A brief snippet of history on the song Hatikvah. The traditional Hebrew melody Hatikvah, or Hatikvah, has been Israel's national anthem since the nation's inception. At the Declaration of State in 1948, it was sung by the gathered assembly during the opening ceremony and played by its members of the Palestine Symphony Orchestra at its conclusion. Interesting that it was called the Palestine Symphony Orchestra. Not the same Palestinians we know today. So, with that, Lee. Song is interesting because I was in New York. I used to work in New York City, and they had a gathering. I don't know what it was for, but when they played this anthem, there were probably 300 or 400 people there, all Jews, many of them Orthodox. I don't think there was one there, and they didn't sing anything. They just played the music. They were all in tears, so it's obviously has very deep meaning for them. Next we have, actually next I think we'll do a congregational hymn. Does anyone have one that's on their heart they'd like to share with us? Gladness will come. Do you have a number for that one? Okay, hymn 339. Stand on the last verse. Brother Phillips had a couple of very talented sons. Brother Chad has written a song, a hymn, entitled The Plan. And not only Brother Chad, but Brother Philip, as well as Sarah Hess, Rebecca Winsky, and Maddie Castelli are going to do their best to sing this new hymn to us. Maybe we'll get it in the hymn book next publication.
We'd like to have a little help on the chorus from the congregation, if you would, please. And it simply is, O our God, O our God, makes us whole. Real simple. Very simple song, but it has, Chad and I were just kind of sitting around the living room one day, and we were talking about the divine plan of the ages. And this is sort of the result of it. So as we sing, just kind of keep your eyes on the chart. Kind of goes through the chart.
Yeah, I'll leave y'all know that when y'all can start singing.
Father made heaven and earth. The sun was there at the first. Oh, our God. Oh, our God makes us whole. Adam sinned, man fell to exercise and travail.
Ability of someone to transfer sentiments into words and music, because something gets lost in conversation when you're trying to convey a really deep emotion or a feeling that you might have for the Lord. Sometimes, as we know, words are inadequate, but in just normal conversation, really just doesn't do it justice. So I think that's why we're drawn to some of these wonderful hymns, because someone, in a sense, much more eloquent than we are, was able to take the sentiments that we feel, like King David, and put them into a melody or to a song that it's not just the words, but it's also the melody that seems to draw something out. You can take the right words and put it to the wrong melody, and it's ruined. But the right words with the right melody, the right music, can bring tears or joy, laughter. We had a request for the hymn, How Great Thou Art. And originally, we were just all going to sing it. But we have another trio. Sorry to make Philip seem to be monopolizing the time here. But Brother Philip, Sister Sarah Easton, and Sister Martha Moody will sing How Great Thou Art for us. Thank you. Hymns that we love are going to survive into the millennial age and the ages to come. You have to think that the sentiment of certainly many of these had to be written by church members or the Spirit begotten, no question, that the sentiment, I think, will always remain. All right, we have Sister Wyleen has requested that she offer us a solo, the hymn, Hold On.
She gotta hold on now. She surely do.
Thank you.
coffee anymore. Thank you. That's very good. I have to admit, I've never met anyone from the New Orleans Ecclesia. In fact, until last year, Karen and I didn't even know there was an Ecclesia down here south anywhere. So, Huntsville, didn't know. New Orleans, who would have thought? I mean, you know. So, and I have to say, if there's a concentration of musical talent, New Orleans, it's there. It's all there. So, Brother Edward Jordan, he would like to play a solo for us. Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's instrumental on his tenor saxophone. And you guessed it, he's from New Orleans. always been partial to sex. What was that? Oh. Will it be no, not one, Sister Shirley? Okay. Sister Shirley Bloom from New Orleans will sing for us a song of her choosing. She wouldn't let me in on the secret. Sister Wylene, of course, will be accompanying her on the piano.
Well, you know, I wish I could do something else for you, but the Lord told me I have to just keep it cool. And I'm going to do what I can do and hope I get through with it. I'm going to do you a piece. When I was a little girl, I must have been about 7. And Osceola was about 8. Rutherford was 9. And my dad, he played violin, but he sang too. And my dad would teach us, we had to sing. We had a little trio, just 3 of us, and we would sing. And he kept us in the room almost about 3-4 hours, learning to sing Savior, Thy Dying Love. I love it because it brings me way back to my childhood and how my dad was so interested and so in love with God that he wanted us to have that same feeling. And so I'm going to attempt to sing this Savior, Thy Dying Love for you. I hope the voice, I'm trying to keep it calm. Okay. So it's like that. So the Lord's going to accept all the little, even little imperfections. Just the will has to be right.
Oh!
grandfather.
I have to admit that I couldn't sing a solo for you. It sounded like I was gargling a bag of hammers. But fortunately, you don't have to rely on me tonight, so. We have one more instrumental, and then we'll close with one of these. I'll figure it out after. The last instrumental is also Amazing Grace. We had Brother George begin with the lyrics without music, and now we're catching up at the end here with the music without lyrics. So we'll have Maddie Costelli. She lives really close to New Orleans. And Sister Wyleen on the piano. Play Amazing Grace for us. Oh, and by the way, Sister Maddie's playing the violin. You did very well. All right, we'll open it up. Who has a closing hymn that they'd really, really, really like to sing? Not alone, unless you want to, but as a congregation. 171?
Yes, sir.
171. Okay. Oh, this is a standard one. Everyone stand. Bring it up. You can't march sitting down.
Thank you.
We'll have Brother Philip. Close the
meeting. Bow our heads, please. Our most kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thee to thank You for this day. Father, we're so thankful that we've been able to gather in this place and to leave the cares of our daily temporal problems and be with our brethren and fellowship and feast on the spiritual food. Father, we are so thankful for the truth. We thank You that You've allowed us to know and to look into those deep things, Father, beyond the veil, even though we just see them dimly. We long for the day when there will be no more sorrow, no more sighing, no more pain, no more death. We pray for Israel. We pray for our brethren all over the world, Father, wherever they may be. We pray that You would strengthen us in this evil day. We pray that You would forgive us of our weaknesses. We pray especially for Your kingdom and its full establishment. And we pray that we might be found worthy. We pray that we might be found worthy so that we might have a share with Him in blessing the families of the earth. We ask all these things in our Lord and Savior's precious name. Amen.
I have one brief announcement to make. My lovely wife has put something together called Promises. Basically what that is it's a bag with one very fattening cookie in it that she just made, or how many? Three cookies, I'm sorry, different cookies. And with an individual, each one has a separate promise from the promise booklet in it. So everyone gets their own individualized promise with fattening goods. And after you get this, we're done.